Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
Hello, I'm Brody Bashaw, along with Ashley Bean Thornton for our regular Friday feature of Act Locally Waco. Hello, Ashley.
Hello, Brody.
Another busy weekend and lots of things happening this week in Waco Town. First Friday pup crawl tonight.
And pup. Notice you said pup, not pub, because the idea is you bring your puppies, your dogs, downtown for a dog-friendly First Friday. They're going to have all kinds of adoptable pets. You can get your caricature done with your doggy photo booth.
And then head over to Brazos Nights with the Cinco de Mayo celebration.
That's right. We've got David Lee Garza and Los Musicales at Cinco de Mayo starting at 7 o'clock at Indian Spring Park. You can bring your small cooler if you want to. Definitely bring your lawn chair and blanket. Don't bring glass containers. And you're welcome to bring your pups from the pup crawl if you want to, but they need to be on a leash and you need to be prepared to scoop the poop.
We're going
to
go from scoop the poop to hazardous waste
Perfect.
Day, which isn't really the same kind of hazardous waste, but there is the hazardous waste disposal day happening on Saturday from 7 until 1:30 at 501 Schroeder Drive. The cities of Waco, Woodway, Lorena, Hewitt, Lacey, Lakeview can all participate. You need to bring your driver's license and your water bill. You can drop off up to 5 tires off the rims. Household chemicals, small electronics, that kind of stuff, a really good time to get rid of that hazardous waste.
Also on Saturday, something that I've been looking forward to for a while, this is Waco Walks Wakapalooza Week. We have not one, not two, but 3 walks this week that we are hoping that people will come out for. At 10 o'clock on Saturday is the Hispanic Heritage Walk. We're going to meet at the Indian Spring Middle School parking lot on the side across from St. Francis Catholic Church. Luis Garcia from the Waco Hispanic History Museum is going to lead us around the river and downtown area and fill us in on Hispanic history. Then at 1 o'clock, we're having a walk in Sanger Heights. We're going to meet at the Good Neighbor House, which is at the corner of Concord and 23rd Street. And we'll explore really one of the neatest, most historic and diverse neighborhoods in town. And then on Thursday, May 11th, which is the anniversary of the downtown tornado, we're going to have a downtown tornado walk. And Eric Ames, who's a local history scholar, is going to lead the walk and share some facts and fables about the tornado that ripped through downtown in 1953. So all of these walks are free. They're fun. It's just a relaxed opportunity to get out and get a little exercise. Maybe learn a little bit about your city or just have a nice visit with some nice folks.
You can participate in one, two, or all 3 of them.
Absolutely.
Have some comfortable shoes.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Bring your own water. And then on Tuesday, Therapy Center Stage Productions is putting on a production of Stages, Life, Love, and Lyrics. They are a nonprofit in town that brings the spotlight to mental health through performances by local artists and community leaders in Central Texas. It starts at 7:30 on Tuesday at the Hooper Schaefer Fine Arts Center, which is on Baylor campus.
And this is just scratching the surface of events happening in Waco this week. You can find more at actlocallywaco.org. Have a great weekend and happy walking.
Thank you.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.